My name is Beckett Rosenthals, and I am curator, Australian Painting, Sculpture and Decorative Arts to 1980 at the NGV. For this series about love and friendship, I'm going to introduce you to a work by David McDermott from 1978, titled Sydney Quilt. Political and gay community activists, David McDermott and Peter Tully were lovers for a number of years. They remained close friends following their breakup and continued to work together on numerous artistic collaborations until Tully's passing of an AIDS-related illness in 1992. McDermott had first studied film and television in Melbourne before moving to Sydney in the early 1970s, where he was introduced to Tully. In 1974, McDermott and Tully travelled together throughout Southeast Asia, returning to Sydney the following year, where they resumed a close friendship with fashion designer Linda Jackson. McDermott first exhibited at Hogarth Galleries in Sydney in 1976, which at the time was one of the most avant-garde centres for Australian art. In his works, he explored gay sexuality and protested restrictions on the public expression of homosexuality. In the late 1970s, McDermott began creating quilt works based on folk craft techniques combined with non-traditional materials to comment on contemporary issues. Sydney Quilt was included in McDermott and Tully's exhibition, New Works by David McDermott and Peter Tully, held at Hogarth Galleries in 1978. While in New York in 1986, McDermott was diagnosed as HIV positive. Returning to Australia, he dedicated himself to raising understanding of the AIDS epidemic and giving power to people who are HIV positive through his art.